Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When you break your arm, it needs to heal. Just so, when you've been sexually abused, you need to heal on the inside. Today, how God, through Christ, extends healing to those who come to Him. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a three-part series on how to handle being the victim of sexual abuse. Our theme is simply, let God redeem your story. And now, Pastor Lutzer comes to conclude part two.
And the Bible says He hath borne our weaknesses and He has carried our sorrows. He carried our sorrows. So I want you to visualize for a moment that just like you might be bearing somebody else's shame, Jesus actually bore your shame. In fact, the Bible says that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, who for the joy that was set before Him, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus said, I've endured your shame. Stop carrying it anymore. Receive the healing and the forgiveness that goes down to the depths of your soul so that you know you don't have to walk around with the big word shame on your forehead. Let Jesus deliver you. In the past, I've quoted Rodney Clapp, who, speaking about Jesus Christ's ability to rid us of shame, said, does shame bind us? Jesus was bound. Does shame destroy our reputation? He is despised and rejected of men. Does shame reduce us to silence? He is led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Does shame expose our apparent weakness? The Bible says he saved others. The people mocked him. He saved others. He cannot save himself. Does shame lead to abandonment? Jesus took our abandonment. My God, why have you forsaken me? Does shame diminish us? He was crucified naked and exposed to gawkers. Jesus took your shame. You don't need to be where you are at. Accept that. So we have to understand the cross is a substitution. Jesus said, I bore shame too, and your shame was included in that. Receive it from me. But you have to come with a heart that is open to grace. If you're not open to God's grace, unfortunately, like Tamar probably did, you'll just bear your shame until you die, and your past will not be redeemed. Now, I promised a word to those who are abusers, as well as to those of us who aren't, but who are also sinners. You see, if you've been abused, you have your own sin to take care of, because most people, when sinned against, sin in return. We are all really seriously broken. So what is the answer to the person out there who's listening, who says, there's no hope for me? Years ago, I told you the story, a true story, because we're on the radio. There are many prisoners who listen to us throughout the country. And a prisoner wrote to me and said, I have raped 4 women. He said, there's nothing that I can ever do toward their healing, and I have to live with that. And then he said, can I also be forgiven? That's a good question for any abuser to ask, and even those of you who aren't abusers, we should all be asking that. The older I get, the more amazed I am that we are all sinners, right down to the depths of our deceitful hearts. Can we be forgiven? Well, I wrote back and said, I want you to visualize 2 trails. One trail is muddy with deep ruts that go into the ditch. You look at the trail, it is ugly. That's the only word that comes to mind. It's just a mess. Then you look at another trail and it is very well traveled, neat, maybe little flowers along the path. And it is a beautiful trail because it's made by somebody who grew up in a nice home, never had any abuse. Worst thing he ever did was to wrap his golf club around a tree when things didn't go well. And that's about it. Very nice path. You know what both of us need if we're going to come into God's presence, whether you belong to that trail or this one or something in between? We all need the righteousness of Christ. So I said to him, visualize those two trails and then visualize 18 inches of snow that covers both of them equally. If you flew over the area, you couldn't tell the difference between this trail and that trail, because both come under the beautiful blanket of snow, which represents the righteousness of Jesus Christ. David, who lived his life as an adulterer, all the tears in the world could never bring Bathsheba's husband back to life. All the tears in the world could never restore her purity after what he had done. But he said, "Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." I never understood that until somebody explained that you can take a bucket of the clearest snow and melt it, and there's a little residue at the bottom, because even pure snow is not really pure snow. The righteousness of Jesus Christ covers it, and you receive it. And David said, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is covered." You have not sinned too much for God to forgive you. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that all that you need to do is come to Jesus, receive his righteousness. If you're in an abusive kind of person, you're going to need help, because the forgiveness of God is different than the deliverance of God, and you need to go for help. Don't keep doing what you are doing. Don't go for help. You say, "Well, that might cost me something." Hey, it's better to have that cost you something than to be ruining lives that may never recover. David sinned and recovered. His kids sinned and never recovered. One day I was with a pastor who had committed adultery and therefore had to leave the ministry, and he put on in the radio program those beautiful words of the Dave Boyer likes to sing, "Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and stain, we could say shame. My guilt and despair, Jesus took on him there. Calvary covers it all." God's grace is big enough for you, no matter who you are. Now, I've been thinking about Tamar this past week, and just this morning an idea came to me. Even though she didn't live at a time when she had the New Testament, obviously, she didn't have the prophets, I don't know whether or not she had any access to her famous father's psalms. You know, I can imagine maybe what happened is Tamar said, "If my dad wasn't there for me, I'm going to hate my dad and I'm going to hate his God." Just like many young people do today. You know, they were brought up in a Christian home. Their parents were very, very unchristian, and they say, "I hate them, and I'm going to hate their God, and I'm going to go the other direction." God's grace cannot enter your heart if that's what you are thinking. But I began to use my imagination and thought to myself, what if Tamar had access to her father's psalms? Maybe she would have come across these verses, and if she had prayed them, she would have been on her way to emotional and spiritual healing. "Let not the flood sweep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me. Hide not your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. Draw near to my soul. Redeem me. Ransom me because of my enemies. Oh God, you know my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. My foes are all known to you. Reproaches have broken my spirit so that I am in despair. I looked for pity, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. And then a few verses later, I am afflicted and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. And then the next verse. I will sing praise to the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will please the Lord more than sacrifices. When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your heart revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own people who are prisoners. She might have read her father's psalm. Dad wasn't there for me, but he sure knew how to write. And that would have healed Tamar's soul. God is there for you. Jesus died so that you don't have to be captive and a prisoner. Would you bow with me as we pray? Father, today we think of all the little girls that have been abused, that are being abused, the little boys, the teenagers, the wives, and the husbands. Father, we blush for our iniquities and our sins. Help us to remember that Amnon also was a man, the same kind of man that we are, but he was off the track. Would you bring healing and hope to all those who have listened to this message? And over and above the words, may your Holy Spirit be sent to each heart to bring healing and hope and restoration. And may you redeem many stories for your honor and glory, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, today I hope that you take out time, even right now, and pray. Trust God to redeem your story. And if you want to connect with us, you go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org. We'd love to hear your story. We'd love to hear how Jesus Christ is transforming your life. And we exist in order to minister to people throughout the world in different cultures, different kinds of circumstances, but we believe that Jesus Christ is for them all. And that's why it is that we are so intent on sharing the gospel. For the many of you who support this ministry, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Do you notice that we are really partners together? And so we want to thank you. And many of you have been blessed as a result of Running to Win, but you've never written to us, you've never connected, perhaps you've never given, and you want to be a part of this ministry. Well, once again, you can go to moodymedia.org.
This series of messages may be life-changing for those caught in the grip of shame. Let God Redeem Your Story can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For information, call us toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. When you call or write, ask about Let God Redeem Your Story. Thanks for listening. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.